van Yudches Shomer Aleph, the Gemara. Lema Mashnis and Deloke Hananya. Let's say our Mishnah can't be like Hananya, the Tanya. Also in Pasim Lebor, you're allowed to make Pasim, these corner mechitzas for a bor, the Chavolim Leshayora. And however, by a Shayora, by a caravan, by a bor, they were matir, in other words, the bor for getting water because it was a big need, they were matir this minimum mechitza. But for a shayora, for stam, a caravan, they weren't matir that kind of mechitza, but you need at least chavalim, which are less than three tefachim, what we had before. Three chavalim, less than three tefachim, which make an imaginary closed mechitza completely because of lavud. V'chananya omer chavolim lebor, aval lo pasim. Then Chananya holds, no, for a bor you're not allowed to use a pasim, only chavolim. Also, you need that, the better mechitza. Mor says, no, afilu tema Chananya. Bor lechud, be'er lechud. Our mission is not talking about a bor. A bor is artificial. It's filled up with water. And a be'er is a natural spring. And the simple difference between them is, we'll see, that a bore could be that will run out of water. And if it runs out of water, there's no more heter to use these pasim. And we're afraid that it'll run out of water and people won't remember and they'll still use the pasim. And a be'er doesn't run out of water.
Well, never
what? Right. Right. Well said. The a be'er never runs out of water. And therefore, not afraid that it's going to come to a situation where you're going to be using these pasim the wrong way. So therefore, what Chananya said, that pasim won't help, is only for a bor, but our mission is talking about a be'er. Ikedi amri, medlok toni Chananya omer osim chavolim lebor, upasim lebe'er. Right? Now, in other words, learned the opposite way, on the other side. From the fact that Chananya didn't say that you can make chavolim for a bor, but not pasim, but you can make pasim for a be'er. He didn't say it in the positive way. He just said there's no way you can make pasim that it should be mutter for a bor, only chavolim, right? So, zelechananya, michlau zelechananya, lo shno bor, velo shno be'er. Chavolim im, pasim lo. The fact that Chananya didn't distinguish himself between a bor and a be'er is mashma, there is no distinction. And Chananya holds that both for a bor and a be'er, you're not allowed to use pasim. You can only use minimal chavolim. Lema masnis and deloke Chananya. Now the Mishnah surely doesn't go like Chananya, because our Mishnah says for a be'er at least, you're allowed to use pasim. Mar says, no, afilu tema Chananya. Lamai de ka'omar tanakama koma hadarle. That Chananya didn't mention a be'er that's okay with pasim, because the Tanakama wasn't talking about that. Tanakama said you can make pasim for a bor. And Chananya said you can't make pasim for a bor. But he didn't mention what you can make pasim for, even though he holds for a be'er you can. Lema masnis, let's see Rashi, till here, chavolim l'shayora, kedisnam b'perakama, makifim shloshe chavolim, dekula omedhu. That's lovud, and it's considered mamash like a closed mechitza. Aval pasim l'shayora lo. But pasim, they weren't matir for a caravan. The havi parutz maruba, because over there it's mamish opened. Right? Velo huter ela labor mishum behemis ole regalim can enforce the command. I'm going to explain later why they were so makel by boros. It's talking about boros that they needed for ole regalim. People came to Eretz Yisrael, they needed water sources to be able to drink from and to feed their animals. Bor mayim mechunasim va'avide de paski. So Rashi says a bor is water that is artificial water, and in other words, water that you put into an excavation, and they could run out. Umishum hachi osar chananya dezim de paski mayu batli mechitzas velahutru pasi biros elamet ne meyan shol behemus ol regalim. There's only mutter because of this tremendous tzorich, and if there's no more water, there's not mutter to use those pasi. Be'er mayim chayim. The air is a natural source of water. Ubi rose to masnisin, midloktoni boros b'mayim chayim komer. In fact, it says in our Mishnah, osim pasim libi rose, is talking about natural springs, wells. There's another reason of difference between a bor and a be'er, but we'll see later that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, that, what's it called, that the bor and the be'er, the difference is a bor, the water is only fit for animal use, and a be'er is fit even for human use. We'll see later that that is also a distinction, but the basic distinction that's according to most of the sheet is over here, and most of the Rishonim also, is the difference between natural water or artificial water and the fact that it could run out. Okay, Leim Masnisim Lok Rabbi Akiva, Vishnan Echad Be'er HaRabim, Ubor HaRabim, Ube'er HaYochid, right? You can, for a public spring, public well, or a public bor, which is, again, not natural water, or a well that belongs to an individual. You can make pasim, osim lem pasim. Av a bor hayachid, osim lo mechitza govo asor tvachim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But for a bor hayachid, it has both chisronos. What's the idea? Like we said before in Rabbi Akiva. In Rabbi Akiva, this svara is for sure the svara. Right? It has nothing to do with whether it's consumable by human beings or not. But in Rabbi Akiva, the svara is what Rashi said for sure. What's the svara? If you have water that will not run out, doesn't make a difference who owns it, a yochid or a rabim. It's not going to run out, we're not afraid. If you have water that may run out, then if a rabim owns it, people remind each other, there's no more water here, and don't carry within the pasim. If it's something that belongs to an individual, we're afraid that he won't remember. So therefore, a bor hayochid, pasim are not mutter, because we're afraid the water will run out, and the yochid will forget. Right? That's what Rabbi Akiva says. And therefore, for a bor hayachid, you need a regular bona fide mechitza 10 tvachim high. The ilu hachaktani lebiros, lebiros in leboros lo. And our Mishnah says the only way it's mutter is biros, mashma, natural water. There's no case of artificial water that will be mutter. And according to Rabbi Akiva, there is one case where it belongs to a rabbin. Mar says, I feel tem Rabbi Akiva. Be'er mayim chayim de psikele lo shno de rabbin lo shno de yachiktani. Our Mishnah only said something that is across the board okay. Right? When it comes to natural water, then a natural well, then it doesn't make a difference who owns it. A rabbim or a yochid. It's okay. But a bor makes a difference. So our Mishnah didn't mention the case that's conditional. It only mentioned the case that's unconditional. Bor, mechunasim, delo psika leiloktani. Our Mishnah didn't mention the case of boros bichlal, because boros are conditional and beiros are always mutter. Rashi, be'er mayim chayim ubiros to masnisim loktani boros b'mayim chayim koma bor harabim I paske mayim midkri hadadi. If the water will run out, right, people remind each other. Below metalkli hasim, they won't end up carrying with pasim when there's no water. Be'er hayochid lo paske mayim. Be'er hayochid, the water's not going to run out. Leboros lo afilu derab. Mashiv from our Mishnah that there's no case of boros that will be mutter with pasim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the case of Bor Harabim is mutter. Mechunasim de lo psikele, de ika Bor Harabim de mahani, de ika Bor de yochid, lo mahani lo ktani. The Mishnah only said the cases where there's no conditions. So that's only by a be'er. A be'er across the board is mutter. But a bor depends. So the Mishnah didn't say the cases that are sometimes good and sometimes no good. Didn't speak about boros. But not that because it held that a Bor Harabim would be no good. It is good. But it didn't speak about boros bichlal since it's conditional. The ilu hacha biros k'tani demashma trei chad. Oh, didn't get it yet. Leim masnisin lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Let's say our mission doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Disnan Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer ein osin pasin ela lebe'er harabin bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds the opposite of Rabbi Akiva. You need both milas to be mutter, not that you need both chisronos to be awesome. Rabbi Akiva holds that only if it's both chisronos, it's a bor which could run out, and it's shalyachid, then it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds the opposite extreme. The only case that's good is a be'er harabim. It has to be a be'er, it has to be owned by the rabbin. It's not going to run out, and has to be a rabbim also, so you don't confuse it with a bor, right, that and come to be matter that, where it's where it runs out. The ilu hachik tani lebiros, lo shna the rabbim, lo shna the yachid. The Chorit says here that there are two kinds of wells. It says wells. Mashma, that whether it's owned by a yachid or a rabbim is okay when it's a well. Not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It says, no, afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, my biros, biros the alma. Biros doesn't mean two different kinds of wells. It means wells in general. right? But only one kind of well, a well that's owned by a rabbin. Okay, Rashi. Vilu hachid biros. Tani the masha trei chad the rabbin chad the yachid biros the alma akol biros koi ula olam the rabbin. It's going on wells in general, but one kind of well, right? That's owned by a rabbin. So our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Okay. My diyumdin, what are diyumdin, right? These corner pieces. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, diyu amudin. Two double amudin. Amudin that go in two directions, corners. And diyu in Greek means double, duo. Duo. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss other cases where we have this duo. Tani, Tanan Hasam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hashisim pturin chutz min ha-diyufra. Right? All kinds of dates. Rashi, shisim, mine te'enim ros. They are inferior dates. Kedomer seches brachos, pturin min ha-dmai. So you don't have to take off dmai. If you have an Amoritz who said he took off trumas and maestris from these dates, you can believe him. Because it's not worth it for him not to do it. They're inferior fruits. He's not so worried about saving the money and not taking off maestris. So if he says he took off mice, you can believe him by inferior fruits. Why? Lo chas alayu amhoretz v'ishon. He doesn't. He's not careful to hoard them and not take off mice because they're not worth it. Chutz min adiyu freshu chashim. But of all the inferior dates, these are good enough that we're afraid that he didn't take off mice. That's diyufra. My diyufra. Amar Ula Ilan Hosa Diyu Peros. It makes a double, duo fruit. It has two crops in a year. Bishana. Two crops a year. Diyu Peros. Ta'unim Beis Pan Bishana. It produces fruit twice a year. Amar Birmi Ben Elazar Diyu Partsuf. Ponim Hayalola Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon had duo features. Facial features. Shenemar, Achor v'kedem tzorasani. You formed me front and back. Si vayiven Hashem Elokim es hatzela. So now we'll explain what that means. What does it mean? He had two facial features. It says the Rebbeinu Shem built the tzela into Chava. Rav Shmuel, Chava mer partsuf. One said that Adam and Chava were like Siamese twins, connected at the back. One side was male, one side was female. The Chadom or Zonav. And one says that Adam Arishon had a tail, and God took off the tail and formed it into a woman. A woman was made from the tail of Adam Arishon. So Bishlam Alamandi Omer Partsuf, Hanyu Dechsiva, Chorva, Kedem, Tzorasani. The one who says that they originally were male and female together, right, joined at the back with two features, two faces, two bodies. One. So that's what it says. You formed me back and front. There's a form in the front and a form in the back. Elamand Yomer Zonav, my Ocher Vekedem Tzorasani. The Rosh didn't form Adam in the back. He had a tail. That wasn't a form. Right? Just a tail. When it says Kiravani, Dom Ravani, Ocher Lamaisa Bereshis, the Kedem Lepuranios. Ocher Vekedem Tzorasani was, the way Rashi learns, the Marsha says, Tzorasani can mean one of two things. It can mean a Tzura, it can mean a Tzora. So, achar v'kedem tzorasani means both. It means that you formed me at the end of my sabereshis. That's achar, at the end of my sabereshis. And you also gave me a tzara before everybody else. We'll see in 1 second what that was. So, Moshe says, Bishlam achar l'may sabereshis lo ivriyad mali shabt. Well, he was created last, on Friday. Everything else was created before him. Ela v'kedem l'puranios ma'i. What does it mean that he was the first one to be punished? Right? Elaim mishum klala, after the chait of Eitz Hadas, where they were all cursed. Ha b'tchila niskal, nachash. Well, the v'sof niskal chava, v'sof niskal adam. He was last to be cursed. First the nachash, then chava, then him. So he wasn't first for puranios. He was last for puranios too. Ela l'mabel, some of the mabel. D'chsi v'ayimach es kol ha'ikum asher al pnei ha'adama, me'odam v'ad behema. Now it says that the Rebbeinu Shem totally wiped out all living things from Adam to Behema, Mashma Adam was first. Now, even though the Tzlach points out, there are other psukim that say just the opposite, that the animals were killed first and the human beings were killed last. But he says there were two stages. First, they were killed. That taka, animals were killed before human beings. But after they were killed, it says the waters were hot and they totally, what's it called? What?
Disseminated.
Okay, that's a good word. They dissolved, yeah. They dissolved the whole tzura of the people. You couldn't see it anymore. They were, what? Disfigured? More than disfigured. They were destroyed. What? Destroyed. Disseminated. Okay. Somebody told me, I use that word all the time, disseminated. Somebody told me that's not what it means. Disseminated means to kill one out of ten. So you're not killing everybody. You're not destroying completely. So, in any case, whatever. But people use disseminated as that, as destruction. It means they were destroyed. They were totally, what?
Decimated.
Oh, that's what it's called. Decimated. Yeah. Not, decimated. The, okay, in any case, whatever it was. The, so that, the people came first. People, their tzura, and therefore, the when it comes to what's it called, to the tzlach says both of them have to do with tzura. My tzura was created after my sabereshis, last, and my tzura was destroyed first. So both of them have to do with tzura, not tzara. The way the Marsha learns is, my tzura was created before, and I was given a tzara after, and I was given a tzara before. Let's see Rashi till here. When I teach girls, I tell them the pshat of du partzufim, that originally human beings were, what's it called, were two. There's another shita, the three shitas, because the pasuk says that originally man was, we're going to get to it in a second, male and female. And then only afterwards the Rabbanim separated them. But they were created male and female. So it wasn't that the first human being was a male. He either was a Siamese twin, male and female. Another shita, which Gemara doesn't bring down here, is he was a an androgynous, right? He was a hermaphrodite, male and female in the same body, right? He had male features and female features in the same body. And I once had a seminary girl raise her hand. She said, "I don't understand. Did he have long hair or did he have short hair?" So I told her that one of the girls will explain it to her after class. The so if anybody has a shaila about what that means, you can ask them. In any case, right. I don't know. I hope she found out before she got married. The she was only like 18, 19. The okay. Rashi. Achor v'kedem tzurasani milifnim u'meyachor sarta litzuras panim. Backwards and back in front, you gave me a form of a facial features. Hatzela bein l'rab bein l'shmuel loshen tzadim. Right, l'chora doesn't mean a rib. According to this, Chava was not created from a rib. Right, so what does tzela mean? Tzela means a side. Well, tzela hamishkan hashenis. Tzela does not mean a rib. The Mishkan didn't have any ribs. It was the side of the Mishkan. Partzuf chilko l'shnayim shoye zocher mikan nekem v'kan. There was on one side was male, one side was female. Zonav hoye lo lodom arishon, but not only men who bore Chava. And according to the other opinion, Adam had a tail, and Chava was formed from that tail. My ocher v'kedem tzurasani mashma beisuros. According to one who said a tail, there wasn't another tzura. So what does it mean? May Adam ad behema, Adam huskar b'peronios tchila. Man was mentioned first by the peronios. Like from this Rashi, I want to medayik that he is answering the Tzlach's kasha, not the way the Tzlach answers it. That first the animals died first, but the peoples they were destroyed, wiped out first after death. But Rashi just says Adam huskar b'peronios tchila. The way it happened was the animals died first, but the Torah mentions people first, because the reason that the animals died was because of the people. So really, even though the people didn't actually die first, but they were the first ones, right, to be mentioned because they were the cause. Okay. Bishlam alaman diomer partsuf hainu dichsi vayitzer. It says with two yuds. Train yud. Right? Two yitziros. Right? El alaman diomer zonav my vayitzer. There weren't two yitziros. Right? The zonav wasn't a yitzira. There wasn't a tzura. Okay? And based on this, even though Rashi says a little bit differently, Tosus points out, but based on this, we say two brachas in Sheva brachas of Yotzer Ha'adam. Asher Yotzer Ha'adam B'tzalmo, B'tzalem D'mus Taviso, V'iskem V'nyayad, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'adam, and we say first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'adam. The first was the first Yitzira, where they were together, and the second was where he separated Chava, and that was the second Yitzira. Rashi says, even if it was a Zonav, there was one Yitzira where he had a tail, and then he took off the tail, and the second Yitzira was creating a woman from the tail. But here the Gemara seems to say that according to the one who says Zonav, doesn't make a sense to have two Yitziras. There wasn't two Yitziras. Maybe Yitzir, Kedav Shim Ben Pazi. Dom Rav Shim Ben Pazi, Oili Mi Yitzri, Oili Mi Yotri. They to me, for my Yitzir Hara, right? If I follow the Rabbanu Shalala, my Yitzir Hara is going to bother me. And if I follow my Yitzir Hara, the Rabbanu Shalala is going to bother me. So whichever way you turn, I have a Yetzer and a Yotzer. And the Ben Yehoyada points out that that's part of the makeup of a person. A person is made up of a physical side that goes more after the Yetzer, and a spiritual side that goes more after the Yotzer. So his two Yetziros, his physical and spiritual side, one of them is Oili Mi Yotzri, and one is Oili Mi Yitzri. Rashi. Hainu deceiva yitzer betray yudin demashma beis tzuros oily mi yitzri shemitzarani imesa ratzon yotzri. My yitzer har is going to bother me, right? If I do what the Rabbanu Shalom wants and abstain from doing things that are wrong. Oily mi yitzri shemitzarani imesa ratzon yotzri and oily mi yotzri imesa ratzon yitzri. And if I go after my yitzer har, the Rabbanu Shalom is going to bother me. So whichever way I have something that's what's it called? I have this constant struggle. Vishlam alamad yomer partzuf hainu d'chsiv zochr nekeva bara. It says that he created them zochr nekeva, and that's what it says. Vayikra eshmam adam biyom hibaram. The Rambam called their name Adam, meaning there were two. They were Siamese twins, and both of them were called Adam. Adam was not male. Adam was male and female together. Elamand Yomer Zonav, my Zochron Akeva Baram. But according to one who says it was Zonav, there was no male and female to begin with, even though the tail was potentially female, but it wasn't a female. Kira Ravo. No, that goes according to Ravo. The Ravo, Romi, Ravo brought a contradiction of Psukim. Ksiv Zochron Akeva Baram. In one place it says God created them Zochron Akeva. Uksiv B'Tselem Elokim Bara Oso. Mashma 1. Bitchila also machshavali boro shnayim. Originally, the Rabbanu Shem had intention to create two separate human beings, one male, one female. Ulevesof lo nivra ela echad. But he lemaisa created one and then separated them. And the Vilna Gaon explains what does that mean? That the Rabbanu Shem knew he was going to have a separate male and female, but in order that male and female should feel that they're both part of the same person, and therefore there should be a tremendous connection between them, he created them together and then separated them. So each one will know that they're only half, and they need the other half. Whereas Rashi says in Chumash, Lo tov hayos adam levado, if he would remain one, male and female, he would have been self-sufficient. He would think he's a god. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shem made them together to begin with, separate them, so each one knows that only half of a unit, that it was an original self-sufficient unit. Now is only each one's only half, so it can't be a god. So Bishlam alamad yomer partzuf. Let's see Rashi still here. Zochron akeva bara mashma mitchilas briyaso hayu zochron akeva. When they were created, they were male and female together. Zochron mitzadze akeva mitzadze bara oso mashmachad. Right, it's mash only one, only male. Okay. So Bishlam alamad yomer partzuf that they were Siamese twins. Hainu dechsiv ayitzkor baser tachtena. That the Rabbanu Shem had a close, he cut them in half, and then the whole back was exposed, had to be closed up from the operation. So that's what it means. He closed off the flesh from where he cut them straight down from head to toe. Elamand Yomer Zonav, my Vayishkar Basar Tachtena. But according to one who Zonav, obviously had to close off that little bit, but the Torah's not going to make a big deal about when you cut off the tail to close off the raw flesh of that little space of the tail. What's the Vayishkar Basar Tachtena? Right? It's obvious. It's understood. The Torah is not to go. If you have to tell me that the guy was cut from head to toe, right, and there's all this raw flesh in the back, so it had to reform the back. But just to close off the place for the tail is not enough for the Torah to tell me that. No, that's what it means. The place where it was cut was closed completely. By a zonav, it says he had a build chava. He built her from a tail. But parts of my vayivin, she already was made. Just had to be, what's it called, closed, her back had to be closed off. But she didn't have to build her. L'chid Reb Shimon ben Menashe. No, vayivin is to be understood like Reb Shimon ben Menashe. The Dorash of Shimon ben Menashe, vayivin Hashem Elokim esatzela, melamed shekilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechava, vehevi ala adam harishon. Right, he, what's it called, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set her hair, he braided her hair, and that's called binyan. She came b'krachi ayam karen l'kliyasa b'niyasa. They call, what's it called, braiding, building. So he built her up. In fact, what's it called, there's a man d'omer g'milor in Shabbos who holds that you're chayiv for building if you braid hair on Shabbos. Not only midrabbanan, midraisa, because it's called binyan. Dover Acher, Vayivin Hashem Elokim. What does it mean? He built her up, right? If she already existed as a form, of a female form, why do you have to build her? So what, again, the first sheet is that he gave her a hairdo and brought her to Adam. Amrav Chizdav, Amri L'masnisa Tana, Malamit Shebinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava Kebinyan Otzer. The Rebbeinu Shalom formed Chava originally, like a storehouse. What does that mean? Ma otzer ze rochav milmata v'kotzer milmala. You build a storehouse wide at the bottom and narrow at the top, so the pressure of the top doesn't break the sides. So you have it's wide at the bottom and the top is narrow. Right? Kedei lekabelus hapero, so it'll be able to hold the fruit well. Afaisha rochav milmata k'tzar milmata. Woman is also formed like that. She's wide at the bottom and narrower at the top. She's, what's it called? Her the female figure is made like that. Kedei lekabelus havlat, in order that she should be able to carry her peiros, which is children. Rashi, vayivin mashma shoyse mechuseres binyan. There was something missing to be built. If she was a tail, obviously she had to be built up. But if she was already a form, what had to be built? My vayivin benuya vomedesaisa. She already was built from the beginning. Shekila kliaseir. So Rashi says it means Kli Aseir. Others say the Yaris Devash, but he says it is Drash, because the Gemara says clearly that it means to braid. He says Kliya from Lashon Kloyim. He brought her dressed, covered, with covers, Sanua to Adam Harisha. He dressed her up and brought her. Mashur, they had clothing, right, at least with Kosnos Or, it says they had with an Aleph, right, clothing of light, before they needed clothing of skins. So before the chait, they also had spiritual clothing. And he dressed her up and brought her to Adam dressed up. Kliasar otzer, rochav milmata v'kotzer milmala, shimhoya rochav milmala k'shumimala machbid mosi aperis alaksolim milmata osam. If it would be wide at the top, when you fill it up, right, it would burst the sides of the kli. Rochav milmata chol beis harechem shalom. And that's how woman is also built. The womb is wider at the bottom and narrower at the top. Yeah, there are two separate neshamas. Right. Right, yeah, no. What's it called? According to others, the neshama was also split. Originally, Adam Harishon had a neshama that was part male and part female, and then it was split into two people. Yeah. Well, it could be. It's not according to the one who says he was a hermaphrodite, he had one neshama that was then split. In either case, there's two separate neshamas. There's a zohar and a keva now, just like there's two separate bodies. Originally, it wasn't like that.